This audio presentation covers the exercises in Latin lessons 17 and 18. Please open your textbook to page 103. At the bottom of the page, Mr. Ayers introduces the first in a series of diminutive suffixes. So let's begin by defining diminutive. Pertaining to a suffix, or sometimes the noun it's attached to, indicating small size, and sometimes the quality or state of being loved, lovable, pitiable, or contemptible. Loved, lovable, pitiable, or contemptible. Can one suffix say all that? Does that mean we confuse the things we love and despise? Do I love my students but despise them too? I sure do, you little monsters, especially when you don't study ahead of time and try to cram a whole bunch of suffixes into your brain the hour before the quiz. Then you can bet I love you and lament you at the same time, you little brats. Little, get it? Little is both cute and contemptible. So, cule, C-U-L-E, L-E-L on the next page, ill, I-L, ole, O-L-E, and yule, U-L-E, all mean little, which can be token actually little or have a belittling sense. Be careful not to confuse the diminutive suffix ill, I-L, with ile, I-L-E, a suffix we've already run into twice, one that means pertaining to, lesson 9, and another that means able to be, lesson 11. The bases in this lesson are quite straightforward, so I'll only remind you that you need to learn them. One thing to note, however, be careful not to confuse the sect, S-E-C-T, form of the last base in the list, sec, seg, sect, meaning cut, with a base we learned in lesson 15, sequa, secute, S-E-C-U-T, meaning follow. Sect, no U, means cut. Secute, with the U, means follow. Also, as I've done before, I want to add a base to Ayers' list here. Joke, J-O-C, which means joke. From this base, we get words like jocular and jocund. Both mean cheerful or jokey. Finally, let's turn to lesson 18, starting on page 110. There you'll find a few more suffixes to memorize, the first of which is ants, ancy, ence, or ency, meaning the quality of ing or the state of ing. That is, this suffix is usually attached to a base which has a verb sense to which should be added ing. For instance, sequence, which literally means the act of following. Note also this suffix often undergoes the change from abstract to concrete. In other words, it moves from its original abstract sense, the quality or state of ing, to a concrete sense, that which. Sequence is a good example of this. Sequence means, etymologically, the state of following, but we use it more often to mean the actual things which follow other things, as in a sequence of suffixes to memorize. Very concrete. The next suffix, or, O-R, meaning the state of or the result of, obviously does the same. State is abstract, result is concrete. Note that this suffix has a close relative, another or, meaning one who, which we'll study in the next lesson. The bases in this lesson include some very important ones you'll see in many English derivatives. For instance, the first base, ag, ig, act, comes from a widely used Latin verb which means do or drive. The sense of that verb was to put into motion, to move, as in intransigency, literally the state of, itty, not, in, moving, ig, across. Trans. Intransigency is the product of a stubborn refusal to negotiate or change position. If you look further down this list, you'll find another important base with a closely related meaning, jur, jest, which means at heart, To process. To run, as in run a machine, not run with your legs. The Latin verb this base comes from means to make something do what it's supposed to do, so you get what you're supposed to get from it. For example, if you jest your food after you eat it, you digest it. That is, you process it, which is what you're supposed to do with it. If, on the other hand, you jest a baby, you don't eat it. That's not what you're supposed to do with a baby. It gestates. It grows in its mother's womb. Gestation is literally baby processing. Be sure to take note of other important verb bases in this list. Coge, cogit, meaning think, reflect, or consider. Dic, dict, meaning say. Mit, miss, meaning send or let go. And val, veil, be strong, or be worthy. These bases are found in many English words and are well worth memorizing. Put stars next to all of them. And that's it for this audio presentation. Happy etymologizing!